Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Comics Experience Make Comics podcast. And if you are listening to this around the time of the recording, it is December 2017. So the year of 2017 is ending faster than a funny metaphor about a comic series that I can't pull. We'll go ahead and rewrite that. And, you know, Andy, from if I've learned anything from talking to you, and your time in comics, especially on the editorial side, things always run smoothly. There's never any problems. You never look back and go, how do we get through that? 2017 is almost done. From a big picture perspective in comics, I know you've had a lot going on behind the scenes and some things that we'll be talking about in the next episode of the Make Comics podcast. But for you, is there something in thinking of a year in review that stands out on the comics experience front, or for you personally in terms of the comics making?
Yeah, there's been a lot. 2017 has been a really interesting year for a lot of reasons in and out of comics. But yeah, for me, we offered a lot of new courses this year. Got a lot of great feedback on those. What we've seen an increase in activity in a lot of areas. The courses, of course, we had some awesome master seminars this year with Mark Wade. Earlier in the year was just did a phenomenal script writing master seminar, and I found out during that, I had worked with Mark, as his editor,
yeah.
And when he was writing Fantastic Four, and then later when I went freelance and started Comics Experience, he was one of the first editors when he was editor in chief at Boom to hire me to write a miniseries. So I had this really kind of, it was very cool that we've both been in both roles with the other one, but I did not know that he and I have like completely opposite approaches to writing, not to story overall, but to actually sitting down at the computer. And how he writes is like the opposite of how I do it, which is just really, really cool. And I wouldn't say that one way is the right way and the other way is the wrong way, although I will say he's tends to be a little bit more successful than I do, I guess. but that was really, it's those things where we find out that somebody else does something totally differently that I find fascinating, and the fact that I still am learning, this many years into the industry and about writing and about the medium and all that sort of stuff, I find fascinating and encouraging that this medium is still vibrant and growing and going. So those sorts of things were great. Kieran's master seminar was also phenomenal. And he the way he talked about his focus was on certain, the title of it was Surviving Work for Hire Work, which was, I thought, great. And his going through it and like all of these just phenomenal lessons that he learned, doing work for the major companies and the obstacles that get thrown at you because there's a crossover coming up and you got to write issues out of order because you've got multiple artists, and like there's just all this stuff that those of us that are doing creator owned comics don't have to deal with a lot of that stuff. But his creator owned comics improve because of the skill sets that are developed having to deal with that. So he would take these lessons, from these situations that a lot of us aren't particularly facing because we're not doing big corporate comics like that, and then distilled it down into useful lessons for creator-owned comics, which I thought was really, really cool way to approach it. So those were great, we've been busy. I've had a lot more of our mentoring clients coming in. The mentoring is one-on-one, like phone calls or reviewing scripts. So we've done a lot of that this year and have seen a lot of people get producing their own comics through going through sort of these mentorships, and you can read about those online
on the Comics Experience website, there's a, you know, one of the top tabs there is for mentoring, and you can read about it. If you got questions, email. But those are, you know, those are really challenging and really fun, I think, for us. You know, we do take them very seriously because, you know, we charge for the service. But you know, seeing projects and really being able to sort of shepherd projects or shepherd how people approach, if they're interested in doing comics as a career change, you know, we strategize with people on their sort of networking and community building skills. We talk about the types of projects to gain attention for a certain goal, how to build an audience. You know, we can kind of go through that, and because it's one-on-one, every case is different, and they have these fascinating, you know, everybody's different. And so it's not just like, I don't have the same conversation twice. Like, we can talk about different topics, but the conversation is different because each situation is unique. So those are always fascinating. And it's always so encouraging to hear how excited people are about their art and about, you know, getting people to finally read what they have to do, or in the case of mentoring clients who have published things before, you know, how can they re-energize that career, re-energize their approach to the comics. So that's been a really, you know, we don't tend to market the mentoring, you know, a whole lot. I think we occasionally mention it on the podcast, but it's really grown for reasons I can't really explain, you know, this year. And it's just been, it's just wound up just being this really encouraging and very uplifting thing, you know, this year to have these people that were really trying to help and are doing really well with it. So that's been really neat on my own sort of personal writing front. I think I've wrote more of my own stuff in 2017 than I did in 2016 or 2015 probably. So that's really good. And I've got projects that artists are working on and drawing, and I've been focusing more on shorter stories, which they just interest me now a lot, more than doing more miniseries. So I'm finding doing the shorter stories and adding humor in, whereas, you know, I think 10 years ago or 20 years ago, you know, I was a gritty 20-year-old who, you know, stoic jerks, I guess. And now I'm having much more fun. I've been challenging myself to write characters kind of out of my comfort zone. And I feel really, you know, in 2017, creatively, I feel, you know, quite fulfilled. So sort of on a personal level, you know, all of this has to do with comics, and, you know, my relationship with comics or with Comics Experience or other creators has been great. It's been a good year. As far as comics is concerned, it's been a really good year for, so.
And I think that on the
experience and hopefully that good for me and for Comics Experience also translates into, you know, good for a lot of comic creators and the industry itself.
Yeah, it's always interesting to watch the industry as a whole, where it moves and what it does, and how that can in some ways affect you and then not at all affect you. But I know that a lot of what you do too is planning for what's coming next. It's kind of that living in the present, seeing where you came from, but also knowing that, hey, you know, in 6 months, where do I want to be? How do I want to be doing comics? Am I going to a convention? Am I going to take a new book with me to show people? Am I going to take art? You know, in a year from now, do I want to have 4 issues complete of a miniseries that I'm going to run through some kind of crowdfunding? Or, you know, how do you get from A to B? So it's always nice to have that look back. And I know, you know, again, not to tease too much, but the next episode, we should be talking about what's going to happen with some Comics Experience related stuff in the new year, beyond classes and beyond some of the usual kind of features that are part of what you offer.
Yeah, and what, you know, I mentioned that you know, I've written more this year. Part of the reason for that is I wrote my second nonfiction book. So I wrote a book on writing comics called The Insider's Guide to Creating Comics and Graphic Novels was the first one. This one is The Comics Experience Guide to Writing comics. And it's going to be published next year. And yeah, I mean, I wrote the whole thing this year, so it was a pretty monumental undertaking. And then on top of that, I was also writing, you know, fiction for some clients, for some corporate clients, and for, you know, and for myself. So it's been a big writing year. It's been exhausting, but it's been really cool. So that book will come out next year from Impact Books. You can't pre-order it yet, so I'm sure you'll hear about it again in the months ahead. But that was a huge sense of accomplishment.
We know that we have upcoming workshops and the Creator Workshop. What comics experience wise, what else should folks know about end of 2017 going into 2018?
End of 2017 going into 2018, we still have the, I mentioned this in our last podcast, we still have the gift workshop membership, 3 months of membership as a gift. That's not a subscription, so it doesn't renew and re-ding your PayPal account or credit card or whatever. It's a one-time gift of 3 months, and it ends at the end of the 3 months. If that person then wants to join longer, obviously that would be up to them. But so that's available. That's online. That's on our website. And so that's with the workshop. And then going into 2018, our intro classes start at the end of January, first week of February, depending on which class. But introduction to comics writing, introduction to comic book art, introduction to comic book coloring and lettering and production. All four of those classes will be launching again at the first part of the year, which is always exciting. That's, you know, we kind of plant our flag there. It's like, that's our fresh start at the start of every year, which is nice.
Well, that's great. And if you want to find out more, go to comicsexperience.com and learn more there. And until next time, keep making comics.